Lawyers for Ghislaine Maxwell have until today to file a motion for retrial after her conviction last month of sex trafficking and other charges for recruiting and grooming teenage girls for the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein to abuse between 1994 and 2004. Last night, a documentary on ITV called Ghislaine, Prince Andrew and the Paedophile, exploring how the second son of Britain's Queen Elizabeth was once close friends with Maxwell. He's now facing a civil court case for alleged sexual assault brought by Virginia Giuffre. He denies any wrongdoing. Marion McKeown is US correspondent with the Business Post based in Los Angeles. Marion, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning to you, not at all.
Is a retrial of Ghislaine Maxwell likely now?
I think that there's certainly a good chance there could be a retrial. Now, the reason for that would be, we know that two of the jurors were themselves victims of sexual abuse or sexual assault in their own lives. Now, this would not necessarily be a bar to being on the jury by any stretch of the imagination, but it seems that at least one of them may have filled out his questionnaire. Everyone who's on a jury, I think, to put this in context very briefly, in big name trials like this in America, there are people who would be very interested in being on the jury in these trials, because at a minimum, it will make you a more interesting person at a dinner party. At the maximum, you can become a consultant on a TV series or a movie about the trial, about the famous person. You can write books there. You know, it can open financially promising avenues. So sometimes people will seek to be on jury trials, to be jurors, even if they have no business being so for various reasons. Now, in the case of these two jurors, there was a 51-page questionnaire given to all the jurors. One of them, a guy called Scotty David, who said that he was, that's his first and second name, by the way, who said that he suffered sexual abuse as a child. He also claimed that because of his own experience, he was instrumental in persuading the jurors to believe the testimony of the witnesses. Now, that is all okay in as far as it goes, but what it comes back to is, did he mislead or answer incorrectly some of the questions in the questionnaire? Because there were absolutely certainly questions asking, were you a victim of sexual abuse? Do you know anyone who was, or sexual assault, etc., and how that would influence your thinking? Now, anybody who would have answered yes to those questions would be subject to the voir dire process, in which they're questioned by the judge, in this case, Alison Nathan, who's a very thorough, meticulous judge and a very fair down the line judge. It seems that he said that he flew through the questionnaire and he couldn't remember how he answered those questions. If the defense lawyers can establish that he deliberately lied in the questionnaire or deliberately misled the judge, then they have grounds for a retrial. If, however, the judge decides upon investigating him and the other juror that they didn't in any way deliberately mislead the court, that their mistake was a good faith mistake, that they may have inadvertently answered a question wrong, then there wouldn't necessarily be a retrial. But just in context, this judge, Alison Nathan, is about to be nominated to the Circuit Court of Appeals, and she will not want to have her decision overturned by the court she's about to be nominated to. So I would imagine that she might err on the side of caution and that there might be a retrial for Ghislaine Maxwell, who certainly would want to take her chances with a retrial, because even if there's only a small chance that she may be acquitted on a retrial, that there's one wobbly juror, it's better than where she is at the moment.
And Marion, what's the latest on the court case facing the Prince?
Yeah, and that court case now looks like it will go ahead in either September or October this year, unless, of course, two things happen: that Prince Andrew offers to settle with Virginia Roberts Giuffre and that she accepts his offer. And neither of those things are by any means guaranteed. But at the moment, the judge who is overseeing that case, Judge Lewis Kaplan, another tough no-nonsense judge, who's also coincidentally overseeing a case involving Donald Trump and a woman called E. Jean Carroll, who claims that Donald Trump raped her in the mid-90s, and she's now suing him for defamation stemming from those claims. He's also overseeing that case. Now, he threw Prince Andrew's, as was widely expected, he threw his claim out of court, claiming that he was covered by a confidentiality agreement that Virginia Roberts entered into when she was 25 with Jeffrey Epstein. So this case will go ahead. Now, in the meantime, things like discovery can already start going ahead. David Boysey, who is Virginia Roberts' lawyer, is a really well-known and hugely respected lawyer in the States. He's handled all kinds of massive cases. He's known as a peerless deposition taker. So it's very likely that he will fly to London to interview Prince Andrew to take his statement. He may also even take a statement from Princess Beatrice, because Prince Andrew claims on that night that he couldn't have been with Virginia Roberts because he was at a party in Pizza Express with his daughter. Now, you know, it's whatever he says will be at that point sworn testimony, and it could become very complicated for him. If I were his lawyers, I would say settle whatever it costs you, but I'm not his lawyer, thankfully. And also, as it's known that Virginia Roberts goofed for once her day in court, and she may not even accept a settlement, even if she's offered one.
Marion, thank you. That's Marion McKeown, US correspondent with the Business Post.